Hello, and welcome to Loudoun County Government's Oracle eBusiness Suite, or EBS, quick lesson on time card entry. In this lesson, we will show you how to enter in a time card for a typical Loudoun County government hourly employee. So let's go ahead and get started. First thing we need to do is log in. In this lesson, we will be Joe Trainer. So we enter in his login name, and then enter in his password and click login. We have now logged in and we're now at the home page for the Oracle EBS software. If you'll notice on the left side, we see what are called responsibilities, the yellow folders. The responsibilities will be different based on your job role and the rights that have been granted to you. For the purpose of our time card, we want to go and use Gov Employee Self-Service. We'll click the plus sign to expand those responsibilities. There you see the tasks that are available under Gov Employee Self-Service. All employees will have access to Gov Employee Self-Service. For the purpose of a time card, we need to go down to the time responsibility, and we'll expand time. And there you see the three tasks that we can accomplish: recent time cards, create time card, and templates. Of course, for our time card for Joe, we want to choose create time card. We click on that. We're now brought to the time card entry form. The first thing we need to choose is the time period that we want to complete. For this purpose, we'll choose November the 6th through November the 19th. That time card has now been loaded, as you can see in the form. The first thing we need to do is choose our hours type. There we click on the dropdown and we see the list of values. Do note that if you are an exempt employee, you do not have to complete a time card. The only time you need to complete any part of the time card is for exceptions. So if you are going on annual leave, then you would log in and complete your annual leave and enter in the hours on the date you're taking your leave. Otherwise, you don't have to worry about completing your time card. For an hourly employee, as Joe is, we want to use regular pay. So we choose regular pay from the dropdown, and now we choose Joe's position. Joe is an administrative assistant. Now, if Joe had multiple positions, that would be listed here, and Joe could also choose hours type and the position for the other position that he has in Loudoun County government. Joe only has one position, so we are only worried about completing hours for that position. The fund, the cost center, program, and functions, Joe does not have to worry about completing those. Those are overrides in case the costing for Joe's position is assigned to another cost center. So we can skip these. We'll cover those in another lesson. Now let's go ahead and put in Joe's work hours. We click in our first field and we put in our hours, 7.5 hours, and we can hit tab, or we could click in, or we could copy and paste to put in our next value. We'll type in 7.5 and hit tab. We don't need to fill in for Saturday and Sunday, so we'll skip those. And I'll put in 7.5. I'm going to scroll to the right so that you can see the remainder of the screen. And I'll complete the time card, 7.5, 7.5, tab, 7.5, and tab once again, 7.5. Now, if I needed to, I could at this time click the save button, which will save the entries that we have put in so far, and we can come back at another time or another date and complete our time card. But for Joe's purpose, we're going to go ahead and complete his time card and submit it now. So we'll go ahead and click on our next day and complete our time card, 7.5 hours, tab, 7.5, and finally, 7.5. We have put in the hours for our time card. Now, do note, we don't have any totals yet, as well as the project, task, award. We don't need to fill in those fields. Again, those are for other requirements. Joe is not assigned to any projects at this time, so he doesn't need to fill in any of these fields. We're going to scroll back to the left, and we'll click the recalculate button. And that will recalculate the fields and show us the total hours that we've entered in for Joe. If these hours are correct, we can now click the continue button. This will give us a final chance before we submit our time card to see if our entries are correct. And also notice that in red, it tells us by submitting, I certify that the data recorded in this time card is true and correct. So I review my time card. All looks good. My total hours are correct. I am ready to submit my time card. Once I click the submit button, my time card has now been sent automatically to my supervisor for approval. And this is a last view of the data that I have sent to my supervisor. That's how you complete a time card in the Oracle EBS software. Now, as one note, if I need to, when I log in, I can always go up to recent time cards and see any time cards that I have submitted and that are waiting for approval from my supervisor. I can also see any past time cards that I have created. At this point, my time cards are good. I am finished with my software. I can go ahead and log out. And that completes my time card entry. Look for this and more lessons for Oracle eBusiness Suite coming your way soon. Thank you.